Just Kidding by Marissa Maipu. Illustrations by Didi Putra.
We were even. 3 tries each. The ball sailed towards me. I leapt up, caught it, and ran. Sifa was on my left, but the room 6 boys were marking him. Sifa's the best player in our school, and they weren't going to give him any space. I spun the ball to Henry. He dodged 1 and ran, but I couldn't keep up. Suddenly, Sifa cut across field. Henry! Sifa yelled. Henry! Pass! But Henry held on to the ball. He sprinted for the corner. We cheered him on. If Henry scored, we'd definitely win. Smack! Chris took Henry around the legs. The ball slipped out of Henry's hands. Jay picked it up and ran towards us. He sidestepped me and ran the rest of the field and scored. The bell rang. Lunchtime was over. We could have won if someone had passed me the ball, Sifa said, rolling his eyes at Henry. We all laughed. So did Henry. As we walked to class, Sifa kept going on about the game. We could have won, he said. Henry's a wannabe hero. Sifa did an impersonation of Henry falling over. Everyone cracked up. When Henry caught up with us, everyone went quiet. That afternoon in class, some of the boys were laughing with Sifa. They couldn't stop. What's so funny, Sifa? Asked Miss Bonser.
Nothing, Miss Bonser. I'm just showing the boys my picture.
Well, if it's that funny, you can show the whole class. Sifa couldn't keep his straight face as he held up his crude stick figure drawing.
What on earth is that supposed to be, Sifa? It's Henry the hero. See there?
Sifa pointed at the figure in the drawing.
That's him dropping the ball.
I couldn't stop myself. I burst out laughing. The rest of the class laughed too.
I'm just kidding, miss, laughed Sifa.
I looked across at Henry. He was staring out the window. When I walked into class on Monday, Henry was sitting by himself.
Why are you sitting over there? Come and sit with us, I said, pointing to where we normally sat.
Nah, I'm okay here, he replied. Then Sifa walked over.
Are you too good for us now?
Henry stiffened and looked away.
Just kidding, man. Can't you take a joke?
Said Sifa as he walked off. There was no smile on his face.
Miss Bonser got our attention.
As you heard at our hui this morning, the Board of Trustees is looking for a new logo for the school's website. They are running a competition which closes on Friday. In English Today, we'll look at some websites and talk about what makes a good logo. Then, you'll brainstorm some ideas for your own logo design.
Everyone was excited. The prize for the winning logo was an MP3 player.
I have an idea already,
Henry told me as we were brainstorming our ideas.
You know the massive totara tree outside the principal's office?
I nodded. Henry smiled.
That's my idea. It's a great symbol for our school. It's been there for ages. Its huge trunk and many branches represent the whakapapa of our school. And my favourite thing about the tree, said Henry, is that its bark is always peeling off and being replaced by new bark. That's like the new students who started our school every year.
Can I use your ruler? Sifa interrupted. He leant over and grabbed my ruler without waiting for a response.
Awesome idea, I said to Henry.
We'd been working for over half an hour when Miss Bonser stopped us. Does anyone want to share their ideas with the class? She asked. Sifa's hands shot up.
Okay, Sifa, stand up and tell us your idea.
My idea is to use the big tree outside the principal's office because it's got a trunk and branches and stuff, like the different parts of our school.
Very thoughtful, Sifa, said Ms. Bonser. I like how you're intending to use the tree to symbolize different things about our school. How did you come up with your idea?
Sifa mumbled something and sat down. I glanced at Henry. I knew the truth.
At lunchtime, I overheard some of the boys talking about the competition. Your idea is the best, Sifa, one of them said. I'm sure you're gonna win, added Chris.
The other boys agreed. I walked past them and went outside. My own ideas bounced around inside my head. The logo competition was closing at the end of the week. There wasn't much time. Still, I couldn't stop thinking about Henry.
On Wednesday, everyone worked like maniacs. We only had a couple of days to finish our logos. Henry had started working on a different idea. I watched him draw for a while. He was a magician, and his pencil was his wand. Images leapt off the page. We looked across at Sifa. Unlike everyone else, he didn't seem to be working very hard. Sifa saw us looking and put his arms over his drawing pad. No cheating, he smirked. When Henry began to say something, Sifa said, just kidding.
That lunchtime, Henry and I ate our lunch under the tuatara tree outside the principal's office.
When we finished eating, we got out our drawing pads and worked on our logos.
Why didn't you say anything to Miss Bonser about Sifa? I asked Henry.
Henry shrugged. Dunno. But he stole your idea.
Henry shrugged again.
Didn't want to narc, I guess, he said finally.
We worked on our designs in silence. I thought about what I would have done in Henry's place. When the bell rang, I still had no answer. As we walked back to class, we passed Sifa at the water fountain. He stopped drinking when he saw us.
Where have you been? He asked. How come you didn't play rugby today?
Oh, we've just been to Mrs. Beckham's office, Henry said. I told her that you stole my logo idea.
For once, Sifa had nothing to say. He just looked towards the principal's office, then back to us. We left him there. After a moment, Henry turned back and called out, Relax, Sifa! Just kidding.